The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. You mean Dave is in the studio today? Dr. Dave's. You mean the traffic didn't hold him back? Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but Ecclesiastes 3:4 teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We hope before this show is over. That would be awesome. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Get it? Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Wait, let me ask Jacob. Jacob, why do I have a radio show? Do you have any idea why I have a radio show?
Because Don let you?
That's it, right there. The reason I have a radio show is because Don, the owner of the station, let me have a radio show. That's what it is. There's no other reason. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have proven that in every show we've ever done. We have no idea what's going to happen. We've also proven that in every show we've ever done, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, I'm not going to let this go. Not going to let this go. Are we expecting more in 2024? Now, I've been hearing people say, hey, April 8th is coming. Something big is going to happen. Great. I hope you're expecting more of God. That's what I hope you're expecting. More. In fact, move your 6 to a 9 when you pray. Don't let it dribble out the side of your face. Believe that God is a giver and receive from the hand of the Lord. That is what you got to do. Draw closer in, spend time, be connected, love the Lord, love his people, share what he puts on your heart, be available, all of those things, but expect more. Move your faith from a 6 to a 9. When you pray, believe that God is hearing you and will answer you. That is the question we're asking. Are we doing that? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or if you want to respond to what I just said, we want you to reach out to us. We don't want you to just sit there and go, harumph, harumph. That's no good. You need to reach out to us. Give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday, and welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. It was so much fun. I got a wonderful chance, by the way, people don't know this, to be on the freeway, on the 30 freeway, and be able to count all the different pieces of gum that are smushed into the cement. It was so much fun.
Do you have a number, or what was the number?
4,386,013.
Wow. Yeah, you were in traffic a long time.
I was in traffic a long time. I don't want to say much about this, but I'll just say that by the time I started and then by the time I got home, I had to shave. Anyway, how about that one? That's what happened yesterday. So we did do a replay, although it was a really good replay, and we had a lot of people respond to it, believe it or not, and say, oh, I needed to hear that. That's the kind of thing that you think, well, why did the Lord allow all of that stuff to happen? First of all, here's my best response. I have no idea. But here's my next response. But he is always awesome to us. And this is the thing that, and actually Don and I were talking about this on Tuesday, and David said to Jonathan about Saul, the king, trying to kill him. He said, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Let me explain something to you. That is what we say to the Lord when things are going on. What did I do? What did I do? Even David didn't quite get it, even though God was coordinating him to be the king. And we say that a lot. We got to be careful about that, because instead of what did I do? It should be not mine, but thy will be done. Not mine, but thy will be done. Not mine, but thy will be done. That's what it should be. So if you want to reach out to us, we've given you the phone number. I'm going to give you the text as well. So you got the 972-445-0770 number for the purposes of calling us. You can also text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Boy, that was really NPR-ish right there. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, at A with a circle around it. He must increase from john330.org, because we're a nonprofit entity. What are those numbers for? What are all those contacts for? Well, you can call us, you can text us, you can email us for praise reports, for prayer requests, just to share, just to care, just to love. Just to bless your brother or sister, or be blessed by your brothers and sisters. Any of those things will work. We do have somebody on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is GTAC.
GTAC. You know what that stands for? I got to tell Jacob.
Yeah, great things are coming.
Great things are coming. How awesome is that? That's what people need to be thinking. GTAC, not God's thermal air conditioning. It's great things are coming. That's right. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. The reason I called, I need a prayer.
Okay, what's going on?
Immediate, a desperate prayer. This morning I received a message from my sister-in-law that my brother having some gallstone pain, and he's kind of stubborn, and maybe he's scared to going for surgery. So I just talked to him, and he was having pain. So I encouraged him, go to the ER, and if it's necessary, get the surgery done. So he said, yes, he will go. So I need some prayer that God will just break his stubbornness, and also if his surgery need to take place, let the surgeon will be available to do the surgery.
Awesome. What's your brother's name?
Solomon.
Solomon. Hey, you got a great family full of names, don't you? All right, let's pray for your brother Solomon. Let's do it right now. We need it now. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, Lord. I just thank you and praise you for everything. We don't even understand all the stuff you allow. It's so past us. But you are so good to us. Your quality, the quality that you have demonstrated in all of our lives outside the line, we can't even follow. It's phenomenal. And we just want to thank you for our brother Samson. And thank you for the care that he has for his own brother. But we are praying for Solomon. And, Lord, what person have I not run into that doesn't have that streak of stubbornness? I can tough it out. That's what everybody says. But sometimes, Lord, we need to ask help from others. We need to humble ourselves and say, please help. And that's what's going on here. If, Lord God, this requires surgery, we pray that not only would there be a surgeon available, but it would be a simplified process. There'd be safety on all levels. And that for Solomon's wife, for the family, for Samson, for everybody involved, there would be a peace of great confidence. And Lord, we think, oh, it's just something simple. It's never simple to have surgery. Anything can happen. That's why we're praying for protection. That's why we're praying for the angels that you have encamped about those that fear you. We'll just watch over the scenario, Lord, by your hand, by your protection. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you want to heal him, Lord, heal him before he gets there. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
What a testimony. But if not, Lord, you've given medicine as a great gift to mankind. We pray that it would be used wisely and effectively. And in this whole process, you would be praised and acknowledged. That's what we pray for. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And I'm believing the great things are coming on his way.
Amen.
And for our ways.
Great things are coming, brother. That's exactly right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying.
All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. So again, that phone, are you thinking, wait a minute, you got stuff to teach? Yeah, I know. But my teaching is sometimes it's decent, sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's really goofy. It depends on what I'm talking about. But your well-being and my well-being, our well-being before the Lord and us supporting one another and strengthening one another and blessing one another, don't you know that's the priority? The priority is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And as Jesus said in John 13, 34, and 35, love one another as I have loved you. That is the priority, right? And in doing that, we can evidence the kingdom of God. We demonstrate our love for one another, and we witness to people when we do. You know, somebody could be listening to the show that's never had any Christian involvement hearing this and go, why do these people care about one another? Because we're blood relatives. We have the same dad and we drink of the same Holy Spirit. That's why. And that's a witness. People long for that. They desire that so deep. That's why people join cults. Because they want to be accepted. They want to be loved. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay? All right. All right, so if you do have a prayer request, if you do have a praise report, awesome, 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 reach out to us. Let's join together. We'll pray for something. We'll praise on something. We'll rejoice together on something. It's the stuff we need to do, as we need to love and we need to take care of one another. So I was going to jump into this Jude text, but I'm going to wait a second because I want to talk to you about one other thing that I've been really being hammered on by the Lord, and it is all kind of put together here. You know how we opened the show and we said, expect more in 2024? The Lord is challenging not just myself, but the people around me and the people in my spheres, so to speak, about having a greater genuine faith. In other words, and I want to say this carefully. I want to be really careful. We understand that faith pleases God, okay? Without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God. Everybody's trying to do stuff, trying to be the person, trying to do the person. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those that come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So we have to believe that he not only exists, but that he also responds. And sometimes I'll offer up faith just like you will, and my faith is not terrible, but not terrific. That's a good, you know, kind of a separation. It's not terrible, but it's not terrific. And let me say this. Do you remember when Jesus said that you only need the faith as the size of the grain of a mustard seed, the mustard seed size? And so people are like, well, I think I have mustard seed size faith. I don't know why things aren't happening, and I'm going to tell you why. And some of you are not going to like it, but I love you. You know that. I'm not trying to discourage anybody. I'm trying to encourage you. When you have faith and then you have doubt with that, or disbelief, or a lack of confidence, you have both of those going on, then you mix them together and the net result's what's coming out. If you have more doubt than faith, you don't have the size of a mustard seed faith. The reason that a mustard seed is so unique is because it is a very pure seed. And what we need is a pure faith. You don't need a lot of it. You just need it pure and undiluted, not polluted by the overwhelming of the circumstance or the situation. And some of you throw faith at something, but at the same time, there's an equal amount of doubt, and then you're getting nothing. Why? Because you don't even have the mustard seed size of faith. You got nothing. Because doubt cancels out faith. And when you throw them both up, there's nothing coming. In fact, James, which is a book that we're, you know, winding in, it makes it pretty clear. Those that are double-minded don't think that person should receive anything from the Lord. You're not receiving anything from the Lord? You might be fighting in the double-minded lane. I believe, but not so much. But what is it that man said to Jesus when he said, if you believe, all things are possible? He said, I believe, help me, help my unbelief, help me get past this, help me push through that. You don't come before the Lord and say, you know, I'm Superman. You come before the Lord and say, where I'm lacking, I need your help. Where I'm doubting, I need your help. I need to get to the purity of the seed. I need to get to the absolute real faith. That not only can you do this, Lord, but that you will do this. And there's quite a few of us that operate in our Christian faith, and we, let's be honest, we believe that God can. Where we stumble is, will he? That's where the doubt comes in. And some of us, we need to push past that and say, Lord, get us to a better place. Where we pray and talk to you and commune, and we believe. We believe and receive. See that difference right there? Wow. So the Lord's really been challenging me on that, saying, step up, Dave. Step up. I'll never forget that dream, and I've told you about this before. So at Hobo Joe's with Bruce and Billy and Larry, in my dream, and I just went to bed that night and said, what am I lacking? What do I need? I just need something. And I opened up that menu from Hobo Joe's in my dream, and it says this, today's special on in the menu, Dave, just what you're lacking and just what you need. And then I open up the little flap, because they used to have little flaps for their specials, and it says, more faith. You're lacking more faith. You need more faith. And then I closed the menu in my dream and said, okay, I know. We need that. Okay? All right. All right, take a deep breath. What, have you been gone a day? What happened to you? Did somebody light you on fire, Dave? Not yet, but we'll see. Here we go. We're going to get into our first trivia question. Another new type of trivia question because I like to keep it fun. Here we go. Let's see how you guys can, if you can get this one. Which book in the Bible? Which means I'm not going to give you the reference point because that would tell you what it is. Which book in the Bible has this passage? Behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Is that in the Psalms, in Proverbs, in Ecclesiastes, or Song of Solomon? Which book in the Bible has, behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity? Is that Psalms? Is that Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, or Song of Solomon? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, as we often do. And on the website is a lot of cool stuff. We have narrowed down, and I'm going to start promoting it, the audiobook. If you have any interest in the audiobook, I was listening to it today. Of course, I find every nuance that's a mistake. As my wife and I were laughing last night as we were going to bed, I am my biggest fan, and I am my worst critic at the same time. But on the website is a link for the audiobook. It is $4.99. You're thinking, well, why are you doing that? There's two reasons. If you can afford it, pay for it. If you can't, tell me. We'll get it to you free. But if you can afford it, great, because that'll give us more money that we can use to do a better job on future audiobooks. That's one of the things. So on the website is there. I'm going to start promoting. On the website, check out the audiobook. If you have any problems, you let me know. We'll take care of it. Additionally, on the website is a place to give, and giving is important because we don't do the show without it. Just that simple. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. You don't have to give it to us, but you do need to be somebody who honors the Lord with that which you have because you are a steward of it. Check all this out and so much more on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah. Wow, yep. That is a wow. Okay, that's all I have to say. Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my car as I was 1 hour and 35 minutes in going, I'm not even past the bridge. Anyway, your trivia question, now listen to the question, okay? And it's okay to guess. This is how you learn. It's okay to do that, but I can't give you a reference because if I give you a reference, then you'll know, and see, I can't do that, okay? Which book of the Bible? Is it Psalms, Proverbs, or Ecclesiastes, or Song of Solomon? Which book of those four has this scripture? Behold, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Okay? In unity. For those who are trying their best, I will say it is in the book of those four, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Which is the longest? That's your only hint you're getting. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So for people that are in San Diego, I know you fully understand everything I'm talking about regarding traffic. What's happening is Dallas is becoming a little bit more like California in that capacity. Isn't that amazing? But then again, I know that's also true in Denver and in Detroit, so it's not a lot you can say. It's just what's happening. I do want people to be aware that most churches are getting prepared to do their Easter service. Please be aware of a couple things, and we're going to pray for the churches at large in our country, if you don't mind. But there are many churches that are doing their best to prepare, make a proclamation of the gospel for people that don't normally go to church, for people that have not yet made a decision for Jesus Christ. For those of you that are seasoned Christians, instead of thinking, well, big deal, because I've seen 50, 60, 70 of these types of services and they're all the same. I will explain this to you very carefully from 1 Corinthians 15:1-3. It is the gospel that saves you. And it is the gospel that keeps you. You are not only saved from the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, it is the very thing that keeps you. And that is exceedingly important. And we have people in your church or your fellowship, your group, that are going to come, that may visit, that have never visited before. And it's not a matter of the presentations being perfect. It's not a matter of the show. It's not a matter of any of that. It's a matter of hearts being cultivated to have the seeds of truth planted in them that they may grow. So for everybody in every church, instead of this being a competition between churches, this should be the moment of one mind and one accord, where we are looking for people who have not made a decision for Jesus Christ, and we are looking for people who have made a decision but have wandered from the truth to bring them back to the truth. We are looking for that. So let's pray for that. Then we'll do the trivia answer, and then we'll probably be out of time. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. I thank you and praise you for each listener and every church they attend and they belong to. We pray, Lord God, that there would be a great expectation and confidence, a proclamation of the gospel, and a reaping of that which is sowed for eternal life and for a return to life for many people. Bless all the churches. Let them not be uptight. Let them trust that your gospel is your power. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The book that has, behold, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity is the book of Psalms, chapter 133. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
So there's teaching in the church. Most of you, if you're familiar with the shepherding movement, just so you can know, Bob Mumford and Derek Prince, people who were influential in the church, came up with this idea of the shepherding movement, that the shepherd is responsible for the people, and because the shepherd is responsible for the people, the shepherd should have authority to help them make decisions in life. Initially, the idea is good in the sense of making good decisions, moral decisions, so on and so forth, but it quickly grew into abuse where people were making decisions about relationships, jobs, locations of living, how much they were giving, the whole nine yards, okay? Pastor Ken was a huge fan of the shepherding movement. He just didn't know it was called the shepherding movement. He just liked the control. So he would say to us, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. You can't speak against me. It's okay that you took down the rabbi, but you can't do that to me. I'm going to read you a scripture. I'm going to show you where the error is so that everybody can understand how deep the fallacy goes. This comes out of Psalm 105, and this is verse 8. And I'm going to show you something that a lot of people won't show you because they don't understand the word context. Verse 8 in Psalm 105, he has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac, then confirmed it to Jacob, to Israel. To who? To Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan and the portion of your inheritance, when they were only a few in people. Very few and strangers in it. And they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to oppress them, and he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed one and do my prophets no harm. In context, touch not my anointed ones and do my prophet no harm is all the people of Israel. And God was telling all these different Gentile nations, don't touch my people. Don't touch my people. You touch my people, you're going to be in trouble. Bad, bad, bad. Don't do that. I'll blow you up. I mean, this is like that kind of thing. And what the pastors have done is they've taken that verse out of context, even though it refers to the people of God. And you think, well, wait, are you telling me it's not the leaders? Touch not my anointed one. Christ means anointed one. Christians is anointed ones. Specifically, that passage is about people who don't believe in God touching God's people. That's exactly what it's got nothing to do with a pastor by himself.